I spoke with you, and you did have a different name then. You were Toastmasters, were you?
That's right.
Or Toastmistresses?
Yes,
mm.
Yes.
So you are a member of a group called Southside Speakers. So what's this group?
Well, Norma, we're a part of a worldwide, not-for-profit organisation, as you say, called Power Talk International. And we were founded in 1938 as Toastmistress Clubs. And our organisation is renewed and updated regularly to meet the needs of its members of all ages and cultures. Hence the name change to Modern Power Talk. And we include both men and women. And the organisation was founded because so many people fear speaking in front of a group. Even speaking in front of a small group of colleagues can severely handicap some speakers. Their knees and hands shake, and the blood pressure goes up, they have butterflies in their stomach, and their saliva dries up, and worst of all, their minds go blank.
Yes, I can imagine. So who can join, and where do you meet, and how often?
Well, our group meets on the first and third Thursday evenings of the month at the meeting room in Sutherland Library in Eaton Street, Sutherland, at 6:30 p.m. And the meeting concludes just after 8:30, and the library closes at 8:45. And membership is open to anyone who wants to learn power talk skills.
And what do you do at the meetings, Dorothy?
Well, whether you are an experienced public speaker or a nervous novice, you will find quality training at a level suited to your needs, from practical personal coaching to professional resource materials. And this is how it happens. Each new member is immediately involved in our training program. It's based on proven combination of methods delivered within our structure. The new member begins with small things, such as introducing themselves, then perhaps giving a 1-minute reply to questions on topics of the moment. The idea being to get used to impromptu speaking, being able to collect ideas spontaneously and express oneself coherently. Then, when the new member feels ready, they start their speaking career using our Power Talk manual as their guide to progress into ever more demanding presentations, using visual materials of many kinds, graphs, PowerPoint computer presentations, perhaps even DVDs or videos. And then you learn by doing. This is the only way to gain confidence and overcome stage fright. We have a saying that preparation and practice creates perfection. Members can become comfortable speaking at a birthday party, at a wedding, or speaking to their bank manager. This type of confidence is essential in applying for a job interview or advancement, and how many miss out just because they cannot speak up for themselves. And each member has access to an extensive range of educational material, particularly in the Power Talk manual. And this supports the practical training, and everyone receives constructive feedback of their performance to help them with their continuing growth. As well, each member has a personal mentor, and this is like a buddy system. Mentors are there to help as sounding boards and for practical advice about preparing for the meeting. And this is a wonderful way to arrive at a meeting already confident about one's assignment.
Yes, and I understand your group are doing an information night on the 17th of March. Could you tell us about this meeting?
Well, on the 17th of March, we are inviting people to attend and it's to be a demonstration meeting of what our club has to offer and what everyone has to gain. And the evening is free to all visitors, and they will hear about our organisation and how it works. They will specifically hear what they themselves can gain from Power Talk. Our guests will hear several short speeches, listen to a session of impromptu answers, witness a feedback for a speaker, and see how our club in action. And our guests will all be given a written précis to take away explaining all of this and whom to contact.
So it is an evening, this evening's free, and also includes question time, supper time and time to socialise. And could you tell us about what costs are involved if I wanted to join?
Well, our members, to join, you pay an annual fee. It's around, it's $90 Australian. And that covers administration, rental of venue, photocopy and running expenses. And please note also that we all give our time in a voluntary capacity. No person is given any fee for participation.
And what if English is not the first language and you are sensitive about it? How can you help?
I'm so pleased you have asked me that, Norma. We have at present four members whose first language was not English. They all say how glad they are to have the opportunity to give prepared speeches, to speak off the cuff, and to give tips to other speakers and generally use their English in many ways. They say this helps them to enlarge their vocabulary, improve their enunciation, and overall to become more confident in communicating.
Well, we might have a little break there, Dorothy. That's been very, very interesting, and I'm quite sure that the listeners are getting quite a little bit of information from that. So here's one of our own Australian artists, Debbie Byrne, with Oh, What a Beautiful Morning.